It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Summer Breakfast.
Sam Hargrave, Simon O'Donnell with you. Well, Scoob, you couldn't have asked for a more exciting finish to the NBL regular season. For the first time, a play-in tournament, so a top six. Melbourne United had won their way in the penultimate game of the year, beating the 36ers, only to have their spot in the play-in taken away from them in the final moments of the Perth Wildcats clash against the favourites, the Sydney Kings. The Wildcats were able to get the win, get themselves in to that final spot. It was just as exciting a culmination to a regular season as you would hope to see. And the commissioner, one of the main men, the brains behind the NBL, along with Larry Kesselman.
Jeremy's not happy, he's never happy.
I don't know if he could be any happier with the end of that
he's
season.
Got to be happy.
Let's ask the man himself. Jeremy LaLiga, hello to you.
How do you do? And yes, in answer to that question, I'm pretty happy. Pretty happy with how it ended. I think it's the seventh season in a row that the final composition of the finals hasn't been determined until the final game of the season, which is pretty cool. But for the three teams who are competing for that last spot in the play-in series to all be still live in the final two games of the season, yeah, you couldn't ask for much more.
The decision to go to a play-in tournament, people had their views at the time. Was it with this kind of finish that you had that in mind, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely it was. But I'm not going to be able to take credit for the fact that it played out as we hoped it would. It was pure coincidence, of course. But, I mean, this is what we were intending, is that the postseason would be relevant to more markets, more teams, for that little bit longer and keep more people engaged. But also it has the double impact of not just the postseason, but the regular season, and particularly the last few rounds of the regular season, having more meaning for more people. And so, I mean, to break it down purely into commercial terms, it means that the fans of Melbourne United and the Adelaide 36ers had their hopes alive literally up until the final shot of the regular season. So really it was 8 markets out of 10 who went into that last round of competition with a genuine hope and expectation that their team would be playing postseason basketball. I think the concern that you mentioned earlier was that it would dilute the quality of the playoffs, and it certainly hasn't done that if you look at the competitiveness of all of those teams. I mean, you alluded earlier to Melbourne United missing out on the postseason. They won 10 of their last 13 games and they missed the postseason. Many people were tipping that, yes, Sydney Kings are most definitely the favourites, but if Melbourne United were to make it in, even on the very cusp of the play-in, that they would give it a real shake to win the whole box and dice. So it certainly played out the way we hoped.
Jeremy, it's like, I suppose, the AFL draft in a way. It was bought into, you know, bring a quality to the competition and make sure that there was a levelness there, that every game meant something. And that's exactly what we're seeing now with the basketball. When you look at the sides that haven't made it, they're sides that have still won plenty of games during the season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It literally came down to a 1-point differential for the whole season between Melbourne United and the Perth Wildcats. So what it does now, it means that every team is going to play down to the final siren every single game next season. There's absolutely no doubt. And, you know, it's become a bit of a tradition in the NBA, for example, that if there's 35 seconds left on the clock and one team's up by 10, well, you do the polite thing and you just stop playing and dribble the clock out. That won't happen anymore in the NBL. I can guarantee you that. Everyone is going to be playing for every point down to the final second of every game, and that's what we love to see.
The popularity of the game, is it as good as you've seen, Jeremy, in the time that the NBL's been around?
Yeah, both the popularity and the quality. So there's no doubt in terms of the popularity. I mean, we've smashed every record there is in terms of single game attendance, average attendance, attendance across a single round. But there's no doubt more people are turning up to NBL basketball than ever before. And that's right across the country. I mean, you only need to look at our newest expansion team, the Jack Jumpers. It sold out every ticket, both membership and general admission, for two seasons in a row, their first two seasons. You've got the Brisbane Bullets, who have been getting record numbers despite the fact that they were sitting second last on the ladder and couldn't make the finals. Fans are still turning out in droves. And the Adelaide 36ers, I think they sold out their last five games of the season with four consecutive records for the highest game attendance in an Adelaide 36ers game. So it doesn't matter which team you point to, we've been breaking records this season. And then viewership again is up, which is now seven... this is season number eight. That's eight consecutive seasons of significant growth in terms of TV viewing. So there's no doubt that we've left the so-called golden era of the late 80s, early 90s well in our wake now.
Jeremy, with that popularity, the obvious question is expansion. And I know Larry Kesselman's been answering questions on that the last few days. The crystal ball, what does it say the perfect competition is for the NBL?
Well, that's a great question. And I guess it depends on which time frame you put around it. Look, I think in the not-too-distant future, we're a 12-team competition. So we're 10 at the moment. I think there's room for expansion for two more teams in the next few years, you know, circa 2026. Now, these teams, once you announce them, take a little while to build momentum and get them up and operational, but probably the biggest impediment to expansion at the moment is infrastructure. So we need to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and find the right combination of venue, both training and playing venue, a willing and able state government or local council, or ideally both, because these infrastructure deals don't happen overnight and they don't happen by accident. It requires a very concerted effort of a government partner. And then, obviously, it goes without saying, fan support, which brings corporate support. Now, fan support is probably the easiest box to tick. And you go around the country at the moment and there is no doubt that demand is exceeding supply, both in terms of people wanting to buy licences to represent their cities, but also in terms of people wanting to get along the basketball game. So it's really the combination of infrastructure and government support that we're looking to at the moment.
Jeremy, it's exciting times ahead. The Herald Sun believe it could be 2026 when a new team comes in. You've got the play-in tournaments, or the play-in part of the playoffs just about to start. South East Melbourne, Phoenix and Perth on Thursday. The winner plays the loser of Cairns and the Tassie Jack Jumpers. Innovative, exciting, always looking to push the sport and progress the sport in new and exciting ways. Congratulations on another great year, and we hope that the playoffs, the play-ins and the final all live up to what this season has already delivered.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Appreciate your ongoing support and look forward to chatting during the finals.
Jeremy LaLiga, the Commissioner of the NBL, with us on Summer Breakfast. On the other side of the break's on, we've got to wrap up, but there's been a big announcement made today, a retirement from international cricket from one of the best ever that we've produced in the short forms
cycling,
of
Sam
the game.
Edmund.
No, that would never happen. Never, ever happen. This is Summer Breakfast.